I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Leslie?
You're doing great, huh? I'm good. Yeah. I just had a little bit of a cough. I'm good. Why are you doing great?
So we, our hometown was doing an art in the park this weekend.
Cute.
And I went with Ravioli and my mom to walk around.
Oh, girl's day.
I saw, you know, and it's all these like local artists, all these artists that travel, and they like in the summer, all they do are these like art in the parks around the country. Yeah, I met a couple people who they like take the summer off from their jobs and they go do that for the summer.
Oh, does that not sound amazing? Perfect.
I know, I wanted to be like, what job do you have?
Just be like a little like traveling little gypsy in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then you work, you know, outside of the summer. It just sounds really accommodating. I'm sure a lot of those people were teachers. I did not ask, but that seems like the easiest job to kind of do that.
You're probably exactly right.
Yeah.
Because actually you were my first friend, which is so funny. I don't know why it didn't occur to me, but like you were my first friend when on the summer and your mom went to work, and I was like, what do you mean your mom goes to work in the summer? Like, doesn't she have the time off? Like, I was in that because my parents were both teachers. Mm-hmm. So you're probably right.
Yeah. So it's probably teachers who have the summer off because I can't really think of another or a job that they've worked forever and
there you go.
They're fine with it.
Hey.
But anyway, so they had all of these cool artists and there were people selling like art that they painted and art, you know, photography, and then they had a whole craft section.
Very cool.
And I stumbled upon this woman who made beautiful jewelry. And she used different gems, different stones, like turquoise and everything. And I saw this ring that I was obsessed with. Absolutely obsessed with. And I tried it on. And I like rings a little bit bigger so I can put them on different fingers depending on my mood.
Yes, and it depends on what you want to like intake or, you know, like output, input type thing. For sure.
So, yep, there's different fingers for different moods that way too. And so this one fit on a lot of my fingers. And so I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. It's like the right size. It's beautiful. And I look at the tag and I was like, it's a little bit more extravagant than I usually spend on myself.
I like the way you framed that, right? Because it's valid for the product, but like you said,
of course,
sometimes it's hard to spend that type of money on, like you said, yourself.
Yeah, one item.
I totally understand that.
So I came home and my husband didn't go with us, and so I'm sitting here talking to him about it, kind of like what I just did. So I give him the rundown and I talk about this fair and the cool art and then this ring. And then I bring the ring up again a little bit later, because then I'm explaining to him the gem, because the gem is a Labradorite. And that's my absolute favorite gem. I have a statue of it, like a small statue of it in our bedroom. I really like the vibes that it's associated with.
Which are for the peeps?
Labradorite creates a shield for auras and protects you against negativity. It's said to temper the negativity within ourselves as well. It's known for its changing colors, so it's no surprises that this gemstone is also known as a stone of transformation, enhancing strength of will and inner worth.
Pretty damn good ring. Pretty damn good crystal.
Well, and really hits everything that I hope to work on.
Definitely.
We've talked about things that I'm trying to work on with myself, with therapy. I'll take all the help I can get. So whether you believe in the crystals or not, I'd rather try and believe in it than not try and not know if it worked.
Literally, it's all, in my opinion, like mind over matter, right? Like if you, in your mind it's valid and real, then in your reality it's going to be valid and real.
Exactly. So the maker and I got in a conversation about the ring. I told my husband that, like, I'm really just talking about this ring. And he had said, well, why didn't you buy it? And I mm-hmm. explained how I felt. And he was like, I think you should get it. And I, like, for whatever reason, someone else validating it and yes. someone in my household right. that we budget together.
Exactly.
I was just like,
oh,
what?
Like, that's an option?
Yeah. Like, definitely. I can just go get this.
That's a lovely. What a lovely reminder, though. I think we all need to be reminded of that every now and then.
Well, and I love my husband very much, but he's not that type of person.
Yeah, for sure.
If I ask him 9 times out of 10, he'll help me talk myself out of thinking I need something, you know?
Nice.
Because he's a very financial, by-the-numbers kind of guy. So
for sure.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm. It's helped us a lot.
I feel like it's good to have balance. You can't have two exactly. big spenders or two no spenders, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of balance depends on who it is in the moment.
For sure.
You know, stuff like that. Because we definitely alternate, like, mm-hmm. giving each other validation for these things.
Which is very healthy.
Mm-hmm. We've worked on it. Either way.
Good.
So I'm talking about this ring. Craig's like, well, why don't you go get it? And I said, oh my God, really? Like, should I? And he's like,
yeah.
You clearly like it. Clearly. And he's like, girl, this is all you've talked about.
He's like, go buy the damn ring.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll change the subject and we'll still talk about this ring.
He's like, I just don't want to talk about it anymore. So go get the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he said I should go get it. And I was like, okay, I'll go right when they open tomorrow and I'll just see if it's still there. Because in my mind, I'm like, I'll leave it up to the universe.
Right. Like, if it's meant to be.
If it's there, it's meant to be. And he goes, you're just going to be really sad if it's not there. You should reach out to her.
You know what? Honestly, that's also a very valid point, because it would be really disappointing to go all the way to Loveland and be like, mm-hmm. I thought about this ring all night and I thought I was going to get it and now it's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you should just check and see. So I found the artist on Instagram. And if anyone is interested in seeing her work, it's beautiful. Leslie, yeah, you saw it.
It is gorgeous.
It's phenomenal. And it is, I don't want people to be deterred. I did say that this was an extravagant purchase for myself, but that doesn't, like you said, like, it's not anything about the art itself, yeah, the quality. It's worth it.
For sure.
This ring, I honestly was surprised that it was the price that it was, because I thought it would be more.
Definitely, because you're paying for someone's craft and, like, hard work,
yeah,
and creativity, mm-hmm, like, just so many things, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that everyone should take the time and support local in any, mm-hmm, way that they can. And if you want to check out Heather Mason Jewelry on Instagram, she is who made my beautiful ring, which I will post pictures of, and I'll tag, yes, her as well on Instagram, so you guys can just go straight over to her profile. But I absolutely love this ring. I really am glad that my husband validated, yeah, my want. And I'm glad when I reached out to her, she actually didn't even put it out.
She's the best. She was like, it's yours.
I'm so obsessed with her. Like, we were messaging back and forth. And then she was like, I won't even put it out. Like, you just come, mm-hmm, get it in the morning and all that. And I was there, like,
in the morning,
10:05.
We were there.
I was ready to go.
The spot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that was the first place we went. And I was just like, okay. But it's a beautiful ring. I'm so obsessed with it. I love Labradorite. And I think that everyone should check out Heather Mason Jewelry on Instagram.
Me too.
See her beautiful work. So that's why I'm so excited, because I'm feeling good.
You're flaunting. And now you've got a beautiful ring. It really is beautiful. It's a statement ring, for, mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. So. Well, and I'm very, you know, the crystal side of me, I'm very interested in putting the right energy into it. So I will be wearing it for, good, a long time every day.
No, that's what you should do.
Yeah. So, and it kind of made me feel connected with my grandma, because, you know, my grandma was really big on jewelry, and she has handed down a lot of beautiful turquoise pieces to me, because I was the only granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of statement jewelry that is well above what I could afford.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My grandma definitely made sure that she had the best of the best, and she didn't mind spending money on it when she needed to.
And those are like really special, because not only are they beautiful, they have such a sentimental mm-hmm. value. And I think, like, as we know, crystals and metals hold on to energy and memories. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's kind of cool that you both, there's just something really beautiful about that. It was on both mm-hmm. of your fingers. Like,
yeah,
that transferred to both of your skin and, like, your DNA. And I just think it's really, you know, yeah. It's very sweet and hippie sounding. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, no, I love it. Well, and Ravioli today, she carried around my ring for a little bit. And Aww. Then she asked if she could have it. And I said, someday. And then she looked Aww. Back at me and she went, someday.
That's so sweet. That is very yeah, lovely.
So I'm excited that for the first time, I think this is the first time I've spent, because my husband has gotten me jewelry, mm-hmm. which I love and appreciate. But, like, it's not something I've sat down and spent more than $15 on.
Definitely.
On those on cheapy yourself. Websites.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like for the first time, it's something like I invested my money in, and it'll be an heirloom that hopefully my daughter feels the same way I feel about the heirlooms I have.
That's really special. I just got little goosebumps. So,
all that deepness to say, I love my ring.
And go check out, like Amber said, you know, we love a good local artist. So mm-hmm. always support local. And yeah. She really does have some stunning pieces. So
she does. Yeah. So Leslie, I wanted to, you know, I got to toot my horn for 10 minutes about my beautiful ring. I want you to toot your horn about your Instagram
oh my God.
Stuff that we were talking about. Cause I know you won't bring it up unless I poke you a little.
No, we're just killing it. Astrid is killing it. I'm very excited. Lots of new trinkets and treasures are coming to my house and she's getting a little makeover and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm finding myself, I'm about to have a lot more free time than I had before. So, I'm just excited. I'm going to start doing some more filming, some more content. And, I'm excited, and it's just going to be fueling my creativity as well as allowing me to do what I've wanted to do to this rig since I got it. And, you know, now I actually have a reason to do it other than I just want to do it. Mm-hmm. So
I am so excited for you. You are killing it. It
is thanks.
Fucking awesome.
I'm just going to be a little car guy, you know? And that's the other thing. The community, like, they are, they've welcomed me. And I will say, like, I've had the success in less than a month that I've had because if they see you, then and I think that's just like a car guy thing. You know, I like them too. I can acknowledge a nice looking car. Like I've even got like other makes that follow me, not even just Toyota. I have some Chevy guys that follow me and like I follow them back and I can appreciate the look of a car. And so, it's been a lot of fun. I've made some connections already and I'm just excited to see where it goes. So just being a little influencer.
So drop your handle again for everybody.
It's Astrid the Four Wander, because we're wandering around. I'm just on Instagram for now. So
yay. It's so cool. I'm so proud of you. I knew that once you felt comfortable with it, I knew that you were gonna kill it.
I'm surprised, I will say. I mean, some of these pages that have obviously a ton of success. Like, I've got a little bit of success for now, but I'm also kicking it with an almost stock SR5. So, I'm proud of, you know, the technology that I have, the camera that I have, and the different... And Robbie's been actually helping me a lot. Like, you complimented one of the video shots that we did. Mm-hmm. I can't even take credit for that shot. I did. When it was just you and I, but that was Robbie. Robbie set that up. That was Robbie's input, and it ended up being a pretty cool little video. So
I liked it a lot.
Thank you. I am very excited.
So if you guys are wondering what video, go to Astrid the Four Wanderer and watch all of the videos and then come back and tell us what video you think we're talking about.
Oh, perfect. There you go. There's not very many, so.
All right. Well, do you think we should jump into what we want to talk about today?
Yes, I want to jump. We did hit a little bit of a segue Yeah. And then that was a while ago, but it was about mentioning something about like we were being, it was very hippie of yes. us. And tonight we're going to be a little bit, for me, a little bit in my hippie era.
Me too. Okay. I'm wondering if we picked the same thing.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But okay. Tonight we're talking about cults that we could have been suckered into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, it makes sense that I have more examples than you because as we've already established, I've got the personality to join a cult. Okay.
Because I told you when we got on tonight, I was like, this was really hard. And I was talking to Craig about it. And I was like, well, we did take that quiz. Yeah. And it said that I definitely wouldn't join one. And he's like, oh, so no wonder it's so hard for you to be like not thinking this through.
Exactly. Well, and it's hard because it's hard to find a cult that doesn't revolve around religion.
Yes. Yes. And that's literally what I was thinking. Yes.
Well, and so like that was because all of them, you know, so I started watching when we decided to do this, I started watching on Amazon, on Discovery Plus, actually. Mm-hmm. They have, it's like People Magazine and they have a whole cults series.
Oh, okay.
really interesting. They're like 45 minute episodes. I've watched them a couple of times. Like they do a pretty good job. And so I started watching those. And yeah, they all were about God and religion and mm-hmm. Jesus and
or someone was coming back and they were the leader. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's just not I'm not into that now. Mm-hmm. You know, if we count that, I mean I used to be practicing, so I guess I was in a if we count organized religion, then I was in a cult at one point in my life. mm-hmm. But so that was the hard thing, you know. So then it's like, so then what determines a cult? Like, is political parties, could they be considered cults? Like
my husband, oh my God, my husband was talking about this tonight, literally, and he got to the point where he said the HOA could be seen as a cult.
The Toyota gang could be seen as a cult.
Well, because that's what I was like trying to explain, and I was like, well, you give money. And like you give up your freedom and he's like, well, we pay the HOA and they tell us what we can do with our house. And he's like, that's the freedom to choose. And I like,
yeah, kind of couldn't
argue with him. But I also didn't want to agree because then I'd have to agree that we were in some like cult. And I was like, honestly, I think it's manipulation from the government to make us pay more because we have a house. Like all of this is just derived from how can they tax things to, you know, get money.
I feel like if it was like a voluntary.
So then the government's a cult.
Well, like, or if the HO, well, for sure. Like, if absolutely the government, like, if it was like, we have this program and it's not mandatory that you follow it, but like, you could follow it and give us donations. And then you guys gave money, like, you know, but your neighbors didn't, then I think it could be considered a cult.
Yeah.
But because it's mandatory. Like, I don't think any of us would choose to pay.
Yeah. That's what I was kind of saying. I was like, It's the manipulation of taking your freedom. They don't just outright take it. Like
for sure,
there's manipulation that's happening. But like, it was hard to argue with.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
Like,
well, no, it's and a good I was point. Like,
that's how fine of a line all of this is when you really get down to figuring out what's a cult versus what's a club or something that people like.
Well, and you know, sometimes myself included, I throw around the word cult. Like I'm in a cult. You know, mm-hmm. and then. I'm in a Ziggy's cult. Like, I like Ziggy's coffee. I won't shop at anywhere else besides Ziggy's. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so I think it's hard. Like you said, I think there is a really fine line.
Yeah. Well, and it's admitting to ourselves what we're willing to call something that we like that might border on, like, really like.
Like, past obsession.
Yeah. So, but, okay, so.
So yeah, I struggled. I'm
glad we got
bit.
On, but it's cool that we were on the same brainwave.
Mm-hmm. Because especially like if I'm joining a cult now and you're, and the only promises is that I like get to go to heaven. Like
not worth it.
Yeah. No, that's just it. Like that's not enough for me. Unfortunately. Like I'm sorry to say. Like I need a little bit more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think this Tex-Mex from bumfuck wherever is really the new Jesus.
Yeah, like don't fucking yell at me. Like I was the one of the people the episodes for the People, Colts, whatever, it was Jim Jones, and mm-hmm. I just forgot how he just yelled and was like screaming all the time. Like, don't yell at me. You're going to make me cry.
So can I tell you?
Yes.
So I was having a hard time. This is jumping a little into my story, but it's Jim Jones is the connection. But I took a quiz because I was having such a hard time of what cult you would go to.
Uh-huh.
And it was some stupid like BuzzFeed quiz. And it said I would be in Jim Jones's cult.
I really? Would drink
Kool-Aid.
But he was so, but I mean, it was about like a better world and like community, but it had the undertones were religious, so I don't know.
So I took that quiz and I was like, no fucking way.
So you should watch that documentary and see if you're inspired. I was like, stop.
Like, I'm gonna just like sit at his grave and be like, tell me.
You know, unfortunately, there probably are some
that do that. Horrible. And that's then that's so, so sad, funny. Too. When you get on the cult thing, then it's sad to, like, just see how it affected people. And then you're like, God damn.
Yeah. One of the cults that I do actually think I probably would definitely have joined. Like, there's no doubt in my mind I would have joined this cult. A lot of my research was, like, a survivor. She has a whole, like, hour-long YouTube video just explaining, like, her life and how she got involved. And, it's sad. Like, you're smiling. So
I'm dying to know if we found the same thing.
Okay. So I started.
Like, it's the anticipation.
Okay. So we'll start with the one that, like, they probably would have got me. But then I learned one crucial thing and I was like, that's where I'm tapped out. So the first one's Heaven's Gate.
Oh, no.
No? Okay. So Heaven's Gate was I've done a lot of different research on Heaven's Gate. It says it's religious, but like they were descendants of aliens and they were coming to talk about like New Age. And they were talking about like how UFOs and like aliens are like a religion. So I guess it was a religion, but they were worshiping aliens like in space. And
I'm seeing the Leslie and Heaven's Gate connection.
Yeah, I like for sure. If someone was like, and their names are like T, was one of them, and she was a lady, and she said that she was definitely an alien. And then it was kind of sad, like when she died, she was supposed to like come back, and then she didn't, you know? Because she's not an alien, and that still didn't like deter everybody. They still had people that stayed with them, which is crazy. Ripley, can you fuck off? No offense, but I'm trying to do something and you're. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
It's okay. Well, no, she's like, we are talking about Jim Jones. That was aggressive. Just kidding.
Okay, so the. Cult was led by a woman named Bonnie Nettles, and that was T, and Marshall Applewhite, who was her husband, and that was Doe. They met in 1972 and were on a spiritual, quote unquote, discovery. And then that's when they were like, oh, well, I'm a descendant of an alien. And they were like, oh, my God, you too? Like, no fucking way. And then Heaven's Gate was born.
Okay. This is my question for all cults. Are there literally two people walking around with the same idea in their head, or did one person lie and say, like, ditto?
Yeah. No, it was definitely. So T was supposed to be like a medium. And I think Doe, and if I remember right, actually, it might have been T that told Doe that he was a descendant. And he was like, oh,
makes sense.
You know, it was like a Harry Potter moment, like, oh, that's why I can talk to snakes, you know what I mean? Like, it was like one of those. And actually I liked Heaven's Gate. They use a lot of verbiage, like, these are just our vessels, like the bodies that we're in are just our vessels for now, and once we die our souls are going somewhere else. Like, I have used that verbiage before.
I know, I'm like, oh God.
Like, and like I said, everything Wikipedia, everything says it's a religious group, but like I mean, they're saying they're aliens. So they would have had me, but basically one of the rules, they all had to be abstinent. They couldn't have sex. And so most of the men, they did self castrations, and some of them actually died of like infections because they just did them themselves. They weren't doctors. Holy fuck. And I think that's probably where they would have lost me. The whole no sex thing, I'd have been like, why? You know, like, I'm not into
but
it.
But like, okay, not to like talk up for the cult.
Okay.
But they could have just had really frustrated men. So at least the men were taking the action to make it so that they hopefully wouldn't be sexually frustrated and a danger to women.
I definitely think it was so they weren't like tempted, so they cut their wieners off. Definitely. I think it's so like
it's just like they're serious.
Dead serious. No yeah, pun like intended.
Because they're walking the walk.
Then they all died.
But they walked the walk while
yes they did.
Were infected.
Yes, Jesus. They did.
Okay.
And basically they all died of like a vodka, and I think it was an arsenic vodka drink mix that they made.
So it was one of those leaders that said, yes, we all have to die.
Yep.
Oh.
And they all went, well, no, they all descended. They all, T told Doe, T was dead, right? T went first. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, she died. She was supposed to come back. She had cancer and mm-hmm. she died, and she was supposed to come back healthy, and she never did. And so then mm-hmm. Doe turned it into, well, she died, but she just went first, and she's going to tell us when we're ready to go. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, they died by suicide because they were going to, they went up in their head, they were going to the UFO. They were going up to this next life.
Okay. Again, not to defend this cult.
Oh, I could do that for sure. I could see myself doing that for sure.
But like, something gives me a little peace of mind that the leaders were also willing to die.
Yes. Yes.
Because they did. Where it becomes dangerous is when a leader is claiming all of this stuff, but not doing it.
Right. Not so walking like, the walk.
Exactly. So like for me though, knowing that the leaders did this, like it sounds like they and their following, it was all free will.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm trying to remember, there's like actually a whole podcast that I listened to when I was on dialysis. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if they made them isolate themselves. I don't know if they did, if it was like as serious as some of the others. And okay. Doe did castrate himself. So
I mean,
right. Like you said, he did what
if
he
there's
said.
Consent, you can do whatever you want. Like,
and there was
that's not a problem for me. And like, I don't really see the problem with them claiming that they're a religion either. They're just believing in a
right.
deity
and aliens
over. Yeah,
for sure.
So as long as everything was consenting, like it just sounds like a bunch of like-minded people liked what someone was saying and wanted to see if they were right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did all live together. They had a little compound. Mm-hmm. They died. They started in New Mexico and then moved to San Diego.
Okay.
So yeah, mm-hmm. And it officially ran from, let's see here, 1974 to 1997.
Okay.
When they all did.
I did not stumble upon that one, but I can put that on my list.
Maybe you could have had me. I'm not interested in going to the orientation. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell an absolute lie and say that sounds fucking crazy.
Like I said, it's the whole sex thing. Like, why does that matter? If you guys are aliens, like, why do you guys care if I, you know, get a bone or not? Yeah. Like, what does it matter?
The why is interesting, but I do like the idea that it seemed safe.
Yeah, right. Like, at least, like you said, at least we're not gonna be raped, so that's good.
Yeah. So, okay, so you said you found two. So what was the other one?
The Sullivanians?
We didn't do the same one, but it's so funny because that setup, I was like, we saw the same fucking thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you want to do the Sullivanians ones?
Yeah.
Or the ones that I, hands down, I would have gone. I would have.
Yeah.
And not because, in a little bit of my own free will, but also they were like tricking people. into going a little bit, and I would have been tricked.
okay, I'm interested. So what happened?
So the Sullivanians were started by a man named Saul Newton, mm-hmm. and it basically was in the upper Manhattan part of New York during the, it was really hard to find information on them. But let's see here. When did they? So it was started in 1957 by Saul Newton and his wife, Jane Pierce. And they started this, the Sullivan Institute for Research in Psychoanalysis. That was basically the front, you know, like a money laundering situation. Like,
Got it.
So it was all done in the name of psychology. They backed up like Freud, and they focused up in, like I said, they were in Upper East Manhattan. So like a fairly wealthy part of New York. And they would reach out to college students who were going to therapy, and they had all these therapists that would work for them and basically be like, oh, well, you should just join this cult, like join, or not a cult, like go to this group. And if your therapist is suggesting this, like, of course these women are going to go. And it was a polyamorous cult. Basically, they all had sex with each other. They all lived in like co-ed dorms. Like the women lived in one, the men lived in another, and they all like just fucked each other. If there were children that were born, they put them all up for adoption because it was like an adult only type cult. And I can just see myself getting trapped because, like I said, it's your therapist is recommending this to better you. And they're socialists. And you know, I've been known to be a little bit of that sometimes, not all the time. Free Bernie, you know, loved Bernie, voted for him multiple times. So I can just see myself being caught 100%. And they, I mean, it was really, really difficult to find information on them. I did watch a YouTube video by a YouTuber called Brooke McKenna, and she just kind of talked. Her video is only 15 minutes long. And it basically, they didn't really kill anyone or anything. They just like I said, it just was a polyamorous thing, and they isolated them from others. Like, and the children definitely suffered the worst because these children went into foster care and were abandoned by their families because it was an adult only cult where they just fucked. And then what basically set them off, why I think I definitely would get caught in when, the nuclear accident happened on, is it like the 3 Mile? So it's a 3 Mile Island in 1979. There was a nuclear power plant that had a malfunction and caused part of the core to melt. And it basically had a radioactive gas that was released before the accident and after the accident. So just fucking with the environment, the water. And that really pissed them off. That was like their doomsday. Like they thought that the world was going to end, that like nuclear power was going to be a nuclear war. And when it didn't happen, when they all didn't die, that's basically when the cult went under and people decided they weren't going to fuck everyone and actually get married and have relationships and have families. And that's really it. So like probably not a great cult, but honestly not terrible. At the end of
I'm
the day.
So interested too, like this cult has such a big hold, but then like for it to dissolve,
yeah, it was only around
without like a big like owner, like leader uproar,
right? Like nobody died, right? Nobody like drank the Kool-Aid. Like they don't even have a fucking Wikipedia. Like I couldn't, it was so hard. Like the New York, I found a New Yorker post and then like a Rolling Stones post, and that's how I found them. And it was the sex cult that, like, I was like, oh, polyamorous, and like, we don't like nuclear waste, and like, we're pro environment, like, oh,
and we like believe in actual psychiatrist right. and psychiatry, yeah,
like we go to therapy and we believe in like bettering ourselves, like, yeah, I would have been suckered in for sure.
Definitely, when you were talking about the therapist recommending that they go to this cult, like, my therapist has recommended a bunch of like techniques for me. Like if she would have been like, I think that you would have you would benefit from this class, I would legitimately look into it.
Of course. Right. You'd be like, okay, great. And then if it's a bunch of like single, relatively attractive people, and they're mm-hmm. all banging each other and you're, you know, depressed and like, I don't know. I can just see myself definitely getting suckered in.
Well, and almost like talking yourself into it because, again, you back yourself on my therapist recommended this.
Exactly. Like someone told me I should do this, like with a degree who is like.
It makes me very uncomfortable when I have these moments of, like I get what they're saying.
Well, the problem, I guess there is a problem, though, because they worked for this institute that this cult leader, you know, he was the one who created this institute and was hiring these therapists and kind of telling them, you know, this is the therapy that we're offering. This is the mm-hmm. service. You know, if you have a client who is having these issues, this is what you need to tell them that they need to do. So I guess that mm-hmm. is kind of a problem. But
yeah, it's surprising that so many therapists went along with it.
Money.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is. Well, and they all had like actors. They all had like really high paying jobs. There were like doctors and like a lot of like singers because they were in, like I said, in Manhattan, and it was like very mm-hmm. regal, and like they were all, again, relatively attractive young adults that were just like swingers. And so I don't know, it just seems,
whoa, that's like super well thought out,
kinda.
To tell a therapist like, hey, if they're hot, send them our way, because then this hot guy will come talk to this girl who feels vulnerable, and like she'll be like, oh cool,
yeah, cool.
This,
I'm in,
hot guy's talking to me,
right? Like this is validating for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. Damn. Okay, well, we'll add yours to my list. That was really good.
Well, and, you know, I've got the personality to get suckered in, so I probably could have even found more. Those were just the first two that I was like, yeah, I could do.
I think that what would be interesting is if you did get pulled into these cults, you talk about them so well, you would probably be, like, their marketing person.
That's just it. I'd be like Nexium. Like I would be, you know, in the Nexium cult. I'd be like one of the people who, although they mm-hmm. were really bad, I definitely don't think I could like blackmail their females. Do you know about the Nexium cult?
Yeah, not that bad, but like I think that you could really like, if you believed in it, like it would be totally passionate. It wouldn't be lying. You would be mm-hmm. spewing what you believed.
Absolutely. And I'm a believer. So I mm-hmm. like I just have the personality to get sucked in.
Oh my god!
So
that's amazing. Totally broken my brain.
Oh, good. But so I'm intrigued to know who caught your attention, though, because you don't have the personality.
It was so hard for me.
I'm excited.
So hard. I looked at TikToks for hours.
Oh, I didn't even think about TikTok.
I was searching cult. I was searching TikTok cult 2024. And I was watching these things and I was like, I would not fall for this.
You're like, I'm not this stupid.
Like, because I was really focusing on just the beginning of like what the person said before I listened to more of the video to like,
that's smart,
give it away that it's a cult. And like, because I wouldn't know the future, right? So I just wanted to hear the explanation of what the cult was.
Fair enough.
So I would listen to the explanation and I'd be like, no, I would walk away and be like, they're fucking nuts.
That person's fucking crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and I was having the same issue you were. I was getting a lot of religious cults in the mm-hmm. beginning and I was just like, this would never work on me.
Right.
100%. So I can't even remember how many rabbit holes I clicked on my search. Like I went multiple pages.
Oh my God.
Down a search. With TikTok kind of recommending what I search. Mm-hmm. So like I will never be able to get back to it. I have it's one of those where you're just like,
yeah, holy shit,
I don't know what I did.
That was a ride.
yeah
what an experience.
And I saw this TikTok from a woman named Charlotte.
Oh, I love that name.
It's such a pretty name. And she's beautiful girl, and she described a cult that she got into when she was in her early 20s and had just moved to California.
When you're the most vulnerable. I can never say that word.
Vulnerable.
Yeah. I don't understand. An L and an N, they just are not simple.
They don't go together.
No, they mm-mm. don't.
I have to say it in a funny voice or I don't say it right.
There's yeah.
Like it has to sound dramatic in some way.
At least you can say it. I'm so proud that one of us can.
Yeah. So Charlotte is living in an apartment and she has a really stressful job. She just graduated. She's like 22 years old. And she's in an entry level job for her first job. It's really stressful. She's taking on a lot of work. And she goes, she happens to see a yoga studio that is not even a block away from her house.
I know. Okay.
So she goes to this yoga class and it's called Kundalini Yoga.
It's such a funny name. I'm sorry.
So Kundalini Yoga, I'm going to give you a little bit of background because it's like a whole mucked up
okay
thing. So it's kind of like an MLM.
Oh, Jesus.
Like there's a leader and then it goes, and then the more people you get to come in, it's a whole thing.
Was there a Netflix documentary about them?
No, but there was an HBO documentary that I can't find.
Okay, then maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Okay,
everywhere. Okay. I can't find it. What the fuck? Like, I have HBO and I couldn't find it on HBO. Oh, you do?
I don't. Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, so Kundalini Yoga is something that was brought to America by a gentleman from India named Bali. He took pieces from his background as a Sikh religion. It's a religion that he pulled a lot of meditation from, a lot of prayer and just sitting with yourself. He stole a lot of that from a lot of other religions outside of the Sikh religion. And he took a little bit of Hindu, a little bit of Buddhism, and he mixed it all together. And that's where he came up with Kundalini Yoga.
Nice.
So those are its bases. I feel like it's very confusing to like kind of pull, but I feel like it makes it, it's valid information.
Definitely. I mean, I think a lot of religions are piggybacked off of each other, you know, or like theologies, what have you. So that makes sense. I just think it's so funny that he like is, he's like, oh, but there's yoga at the end of it, so it's fine.
Like, yeah. I just well, think and that funny. Was his way of breaking into the Western world, because as the Western world, a lot of people will do something.
White girls in California love yoga.
They love a lot of different cultures things.
That's a very good point. Yes, they do. Like, I love yoga too. I didn't say like white girls in California. Like, I like yoga as well. But you know what I mean? Me too. There's a niche. There's like, there's definitely that stereotype.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's who he was speaking to. Mm-hmm. So he starts this Kundalini Yoga, and he's showing everyone different principles, and you have to meditate, and when you have an awakening, it shakes your whole body like you're having a seizure and all sorts of stuff. He told everyone they had to just wear white. He said that sexual assault was not a thing. For the victims of sexual assault, it was because of something they were putting into the universe.
Oh my God. So like they were being punished.
Yes. So that's how it all started.
Gross.
And then we have an up-and-coming student, like you always do in a cult, who is very susceptible to all of this, is very good at doing exactly what you're recommending that they do. Like, you know, this student is 1,000% in. There's no doubt in their mind that you are who you say you are.
Okay.
That student was Katie Griggs, who was born August 30th of 1979. And she is from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hey. I definitely feel like us Coloradoans definitely are in drinking the Kool-Aid. We're hippies.
Yes.
We love a good, you know,
love a good spiritual moment.
Yeah, for sure. We love a good pagan festival. We love crystals. Like, yeah, we're into like, it.
We love the neck. We are the California girls who like to do all these things.
I'm like, oh, you got crystals? Wow. There's rocks over there. I want to go. Like, yeah.
So Katie is a really smart girl. And she was surrounded by New Age teachings. It was her single mom who worked really hard and was just really open to a lot of this New Age stuff. She ended up going to India to learn that type of yoga. Wow. And she studied under the official starter of the yoga classes and all of those things.
Like the Kundalini. The founder?
Yeah. So damn. She learned from the original guru. He gives her her special guru name, which is Guru Bhagat. And he is kind of funneling all of his information into her brain. Okay. She quickly becomes his like prized student. She learns a lot from him. And one day he passes away. He had cancer. There was never a promise, like most cults, of like, oh, we're going to, you know, be so good.
Oh, like heal you from, that's good.
So they weren't promising, you know, eternal life. So they didn't really have to do a lot. It was just more about centering now and making this the best life.
Just kind of like what we actively do all the time. Mm-hmm. Like we talk about it like pretty much on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. So Charlotte tells her story of how she moved up. So Charlotte is our friend that I talked about in the beginning.
Yeah.
Who was working a stressful job, started going to yoga down the street. She went to one of Guru Bhagat's classes because she was traveling around different yoga studios explaining what she does. They did meditation to an actual gong. Like it was very deep. It was like an hour and a half transformation station. Charlotte felt like she was a new person. She felt very so nice. Calm and so happy after the class. And then she went back to her stressful job and a week later, she was feeling the same feeling she was.
Mm-hmm.
So she decides to go to a studio opening a couple months after that first class with Guru Bhagat. And she wanted to have another session with her again. She was spiraling, partying a lot, like just not being a healthy person. Ended up quitting her job like randomly one day and was doing like odds and ends. Does that. And was doing odd and end jobs like delivering for DoorDash, things like that.
Who does that?
So
probably someone who would join a cult.
So it works out that Guru Bhagat was writing a book.
Oh,
and she
nice.
Needed help getting the book with her publisher.
Oh.
So Charlotte applies for an internship that pays $300 a month. And
a month?
And she stops doing her other jobs because they require her more than full time. And she is just living on barely anything, but helping her. This woman had millions of dollars.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So she's raking in millions and she's giving Charlotte $300.
Fuck that. Fuck you, Bhagat.
Mm-hmm. So.
Is she dead? Don't haunt me.
She is dead.
Sorry. Not.
So she. So she is just going through this whirlwind. This is where she starts to feel like this is actually a cult. Down at the lower level of just doing the yoga, like. That was just classes.
Yeah,
that makes sense. They've gotten her on a deeper level, and they're having her run their social media and not giving her raises, and eventually they give her a full-time job, and she said at one point she thought she was getting maybe $500 a month.
Oh my God, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, and she's like the manager of social media and marketing.
And she's at one working point. Her ass off.
Yeah. So... She, Charlotte was having her second thoughts about everything. She was overworked. She was really tired. She wasn't eating. This guru would get really weird, and tell people that for 7 weeks they could only eat fruit that started with a P, and that was all that they were allowed to eat.
What?
Yeah.
So
for 7 weeks,
plum? Like
pineapple.
Oh, pineapple.
Yeah,
but that's you're eating a lot every of fucking day- fruit.
Well, and that's all you would eat for 7 weeks, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Like,
I'd be like, what about second breakfast? Oh, okay. Like, what about so, third lunch?
So for me, that one was like, I don't know if I could do it. But also, by the time you're at that level, you're pretty much in the thick of it. So I think that I would be got early.
Well, and if everyone else with you is like only eating this, I'm assuming you're losing a shit ton of weight. You're like really healthy. You're probably looking really good. Like, I can see just getting stuck, getting caught in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and they, you know, meditated all the time. Like, they did all these things that I try to fit into my life just to now, do.
Definitely.
And that's what they're doing all day, every day.
They probably are super relaxed, though.
Minus being overworked and, like...
Well, but the people just in the yoga classes. I'm just thinking... But, yeah definitely. Mm-hmm. Charlotte's, like you said, she's
stressed.
She's, like, now in the middle. She's caught... She's, like, in a perfect cult situation where, like, she's not reaping the benefits anymore, like, spiritually, and definitely not reaping the benefits financially. Like, she's just getting sucked, like, dry right in the middle.
Well, and what's interesting, too, is they find out at this point in the documentary that the guru, Hadat, she... She had taken over a business that the original guru had made that is still going today. And it's the Yogi Tea Company.
Oh, really?
Yep. Those little blue boxes. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry. Yellow boxes with some blue on them.
So who is that going to now?
I have no idea. But it ended up going to her. I think he had put it into the company. And then when she absorbed the company after he passed, it was laundered money. It wasn't something that was being documented. Like, she just started taking over on the accounts.
Damn. Well, yeah. And I mean, that's definitely that community. It's like all new age, like yogi hippies.
Thing.
Maybe they make their dogs food. You know what I mean? Heck.
And like... meditating all day and doing yoga classes for a job, like, that sounds pretty nice. That
sounds amazing. Every day at noon I have an alarm that goes off that reminds me to just like take a deep breath and remember that I'm here and to manifest the things that I want in my life. Like, I literally do that every single day. Like,
yeah, no, I'm constantly grounding. If I'm feeling out of control, my therapist has taught me grounding techniques that are just deep breaths and feeling what your hands are actually feeling.
Yeah, we'd get sucked into this one.
Uh-huh. So, and then Charlotte got out.
That's good.
She had originally put in a 2 weeks, and then the guru, she was like, well, what can we do to keep you? Tell me. And so she was promised 4-day weekends every day, every week for a month. She was given 4-day weekends, and then she was going to give her time off to go on vacation for a week.
And then did she?
So she got 1 4-day weekend, and then everyone treated her like shit and she felt really bad, and everyone was mad at her for having time off. So it guilted her into not following through.
Oh my God.
She did keep the vacation because she talks about how her and her boyfriend, she had a boyfriend at the time who was not a part of this.
Oh my God, what did he do?
He was just trying to support her through all of it.
Well,
like,
that's a good boyfriend.
He acknowledged like something was up, but he didn't know how deep it ran, obviously. But in his notes, because she had complained about it so much, he started writing notes every now and then about what she was complaining about, and he read it back to her one day.
He's a really good boyfriend.
Like, yeah, I was like, and she said, she didn't say they broke up, so I'm really hoping they're still together.
Well, and like people who have family members who are in these types of organizations, that's really good to keep note of.
Yeah.
It's a good idea to like...
like, just write everything that they say down, and then if you read it back to them, it's very overwhelming to hear all of these things you've said.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then you start to see that it's consistently happening. It's not these one-offs like the manipulator tries to make you feel.
That's a really, so if you take anything from this, besides Amber and I have maybe cult-like personalities, like that is a great form of like helping those in your life. That's a, if you take anything, take that.
Yeah, seriously, because it pulled her out of it.
That's really
good. She put in her notice. they let her put in her notice. She went to a meeting that Monday after she put in her notice, like nothing happened. And she could feel the guru glaring at her through the Zoom call. But because she didn't acknowledge it, the leader didn't.
Mm.
And then she called her later and she said, well, let's just get this over with. You have a week. Get everything that you can done so someone can take over.
Damn.
And she did.
Wow. Good for Charlotte. I feel like maybe I should talk to Charlotte.
Right.
Just on a side note. I just feel like maybe I should like...
I saved your TikTok. I'll send it to you.
Charlotte, a little ring, ring, ring.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can definitely see us falling into all three of these cults.
Yeah.
Love that for us.
It hit me with the yoga and all the, yeah, all the, it made me realize that while I am so excited for this like feeling of spiritualness that I've started to embrace, and I'm so excited for where I feel like this journey is taking me, this also made me realize I'm like one false step away from joining a cult.
You know what? Like, welcome to the gang. That's all right.
Right place, wrong time, whatever you want to say. Like,
you know, we're here for a good time, not a long time. So, I mean, maybe not you because you have a daughter, but like, it's okay.
Pre-baby.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. So.
Live and learn, yeah. You know what I mean? Adds character.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that at the time we were vulnerable, we were not looking for groups of people. Like our dislike for people is what saves us once again.
Your social anxiety and need to just tell everyone to fuck off,
not be part of a group.
You've survived.
Probably the only reason why we didn't follow this girl from Fort Collins into this cult.
No shit. No fucking shit.
Including since it's so close to home, I was like, oh my god, how did I not hear about this before today?
I know. I haven't either. That's so funny.
So, yeah. So we found three cults, guys.
So if there's any more that you think we could join, you know, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, we'd be happy to research them and tell you guys all about if we would or not. That would be fun.
But the answer is probably yeah. Like I said, these were just the first two that I found. I probably could have found way more.
Yeah. Once I found one, I was like, oh,
that's enough.
Yeah. Because I did tell Craig, I was like, honestly, the only other thing I could think of was an MLM. I think that a pyramid scheme, like there have been so many times that I've looked into one.
Me too.
But never signed up.
The startup costs always, because that
stopped me.
Until now, I guess maybe I'm in an MLM maybe now, but like, but like usually I'm like, no, I'm poor. So like, that's why I'm talking to you, because I want to make money.
I don't have a couple extra grand to give you right now, exactly. Actually.
So yeah, I think so, that's good.
But yeah, for this one, I definitely like, I was like, oh, that MLM, I think that underlying MLM in this like bigger cult, I was like, uh-oh.
That's your kryptonite. That's what's going to get you, huh?
Yeah, that's what's going to get me. So please don't take that as an invitation to message me if we're old high school people that we knew and you are part of an MLM, because I'm not interested.
Yeah, I don't want to sell the leggings. I don't want those wraps that you put on your tummy.
Yeah, no.
Do you know those expire? I didn't. So just don't do it.
Did you buy some?
Yeah, I had a friend who sold, so I bought some, and then I just never did it. And then like one day, I decided to like give it a try, and it was expired. And I was like, well, that was a waste of my time.
Well, and like
you got to work out.
Cool to know. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But like, yeah, at the end of the day, you got to work out, and I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, that's something too I thought was really funny is like this cult got me because I'm super into like yoga and stuff like that. And like pre-ravioli, like when I had all my energy, I was at the gym a lot.
Yeah, you were.
So like,
see, I'm not.
See, the workout aspect is what got me there first. I sat there and I was like, how many yoga classes have I gone to that have actually funneled into a cult?
Well, honestly, that's really clever to like do, especially in choosing California is clever. Because they're all very healthy. And you know, coming from Denver, Fort Collins, like I can't speak for you. I am definitely not like that stereotype, but there are a lot of people who are.
But you're aware of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's definitely, yeah. But, and yours too. Holy crap.
Well, this was fun. I'm excited.
I am too. I got really excited when I found this one because I was going to walk in here with some like,
I couldn't do it.
can't find it. This said that I'd be part of the gym whatever Kool-Aid case. Like, I don't...
See, and I disagree. I feel like the one that you found, definitely, though. So, I feel like BuzzFeed just did very bare minimum cold research.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't ask me deep questions.
Yeah.
All right, friends. Well, that's what we found this week.
So, yeah, like we were saying, if you have any other cults that you think we would have joined, let us know. If there are cults that you would have joined, let us know. Would you have joined any of these cults?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that question.
Because then, I mean, if you're listening to this, I feel like maybe at least one.
Yeah. Like something scratched an itch.
Yeah, I feel like
that you didn't know was itchy.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Or you're judging us and you are questioning our mental health.
And they're like, this is what I listen to disassociate.
Don't worry, guys.
Because I don't have these feelings.
We're good. Don't worry. So, and on that note, we will, don't worry, not join a cult. Maybe we will. But either way, we'll still spook you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.